All right. Well, there are two things that could lead to a volatile week this week. Here's what you need to know. Welcome to the Stock Market Update. It's Monday, July 11th, and there's a lot to talk about. NASDAQ on a five-day win streak. Will it last? Strong jobs report on Friday. Is good news bad news? Elon Musk breaks up with Twitter. CPI data in the spotlight. An earnings season about to kick off later this week, and much more. Plus, we'll take a look at our trades and see what's in store for us this week. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, today is Monday. And if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm a head coach at Rockwell Trading. Now, on a typical morning, Marcus Heitkorter, Rockwell's founder, will join me. And the two of us, with more than 50 years or almost 50 years of trading experience, will sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news, go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you approach your trading day. We do have a slightly different schedule during July, with Marcus doing a little traveling with his daughter and enjoying the U.S. and also heading to Europe. So I'm going to take things over and take a look at things on Monday, and then also do a weekly wrap up on Friday. Now, for those who watch every day, thank you for joining us, and we appreciate the channel follows and also the likes. I know Marcus likes it when I get more likes than he does. But if this is your first time, we'll put a video in the description that helps you understand how we go about trading and what we do here at Rockwell Trading. So let's jump to the charts here, take a look at things. And I want to start by showing the S&P 500 here. Nice week last week. We did have a four-day win streak that was in jeopardy on Friday. And on Friday, the S&P finished just 3 points lower. So it did snap that four-day win streak. But a nice week overall. If we go to a weekly chart here, you'll see that the last 3 weeks, two out of the 3 weeks were positive. Here we had this big two-week slide that was, you know, really kicked off or accelerated by some hotter inflation data than traders expected. And then the Fed did their rate hike in June, followed by a pretty nice bounce after this two-week slide, actually a three-week slide, but it was two weeks back-to-back that were a little more pronounced with that move lower. Nice rally on this week. The week after, giving back a little bit of those gains, which is to be expected. And then last week, short week with the 4th of July holiday in the U.S., we see that we made a move back towards the highs that were established 2 weeks earlier. So we're just kind of grinding right now, but a nice week last week, up almost 2% for the S&P. The Dow, a little bit calmer. The Dow was up 0.8%, and the NASDAQ actually led the way here. We see that we were able to bounce back, close higher than 2 weeks prior, and the NASDAQ did finish with a 4.6% gain. So nice week for the NASDAQ last week, leading the way. Now, oil remains in the spotlight, and if we take a look at oil, down a little bit today, but oil last week did finish lower, a little more than 3%, so really flirting with this 100 level. We see that oil was all over the place, above 110, actually dipped down to 95 today at 102.56 as we approach the U.S. Open here. But it looks like oil prices are starting to stabilize a little bit, maybe making a move closer to this 100 level, and we'll see if that slides. Now, oil coming down a little bit could help with some inflationary concerns and pressure, because, of course, if you're spending more money on energy, that makes it a little harder cost-wise, because that needs to be either absorbed by companies or transferred to the consumer. We'll see here. It would be nice to get back into this range, of course, but it does look like oil stabilizing a little bit and flirting with 100 earlier today as well. Now, what's moving the market? Well, a few things to know. Last week, the European Central Bank made a case saying that they're ready to raise rates. So just like in the U.S., we're seeing central banks looking to raise rates to combat inflation, not alone in the U.S. China business services conditions in June actually expanded at its fastest pace in over a year, but COVID infections in Shanghai were up the most last week in the last four. So we see that COVID is having another impact in Asia, in Shanghai. That's actually something that has carried over to some stocks, which we'll take a look at when we look at our market movers. But what's moving the markets? Well, last week, the Fed minutes showed that a 50 or 75 basis point hike is likely, looking at the Fed minutes. And then on Friday, we had a strong jobs report. Here we could see the jobs report, average hourly earnings, 0.3%, which was in line with expectations. 372,000 non-farm employment jobs added. This was higher than expected, a little bit lower than the previous month, but it was expected that it would drop down. So with a strong jobs report on Friday, this did help with recession fears, but it also made traders believe that the Fed will continue to be aggressive with their hikes, and a 75 basis point hike is still expected for the July 27th meeting. So I think the traders really need to see this hike come into play, see what the markets respond to, or how they respond to, really to get a grasp on where we're at with the markets, and whether or not we're going to see some a little stabilization, you could say, stabilizing here with the S&P. Are we near a bottom? Are we going to approach 4,000? Is this it? Or are we going to move lower? That's to be seen, but I do believe that this will be a volatile week, really for two reasons. That's because if we look at the economic calendar for this week, we see CPI data, so a key inflation report being released on Wednesday. So this is going to be a biggie, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, where we'll see if inflation is starting to come down, and you know, potentially the rate hikes having an impact, but that is to be seen. We also have core retail sales Friday morning at 8:30. So this is a red flag report as well. But the biggies, CPI, a PPI as well on Thursday. But this CPI number is what traders are looking for. On Thursday, another big day for another reason. JP Morgan kicks off earnings season on Thursday. We can see where JP Morgan is right now just to see. But banks kicking off earnings. So between earnings and CPI, looks like we're going to have a pretty potentially a volatile week with a lot of price discovery. We'll see how traders are responding to earnings. Are earnings going to be worse than expected? Are forecasts, that's the biggie, when companies start talking about future earnings or future expectations, will inflation have an impact on future earnings? That's what traders want to know. And is that already priced into the market? Are traders already anticipating that to be the case? Or will it be a shock and will it send stocks lower? That's what we'll see as we get into earnings season. Now, a few market movers. We have to start with Twitter here. The Twitter saga continues, or maybe it comes to an end. That $54.20 bid for Twitter. Let me go back to a daily chart. This is where Elon Musk said, you know what, let's buy Twitter. Traders were making a bet that probably not 100% certain that that would happen, because we were not trading near $54 a share. Instead, we stayed in a range here between 45 and maybe 52. And then it dropped down and was trading sideways around 38. Well, Twitter down pre-market 6%, under $35 a share. On Friday, the Washington Post reported that Elon Musk's $44 billion deal to acquire the social media company was in serious jeopardy. They were absolutely right. Late Friday, Elon Musk announced that he has abandoned the deal. He will no longer buy Twitter. And now the two go into legal actions here, with Twitter suing, saying that they plan to hold Musk accountable to the deal. There is a $1 billion, I believe a $1 billion clause in there if Elon were to cancel the deal or end it, terminate it. And that seems to be what they will be fighting over. Elon Musk claiming that there are more than 5% of the Twitter accounts that are represented by spam and bots. And so that was kind of his claim. That's where things started to drop here, when it looked like he was sharing some concerns potentially to, you know, end the deal back in May. But that's his claim that Twitter had misrepresented the company and the fake accounts or the bots. And we'll see where this ends up. But for any shareholders of Twitter, wild ride and not a pretty one, going from about $40 before the deal was announced to above 50 and now back down to just around 35 pre-market, with Twitter down more than 5% as we approach the open. Now, Wynn and also Las Vegas Sands down pre-market. This goes back to the COVID cases in Asia having an impact here. So they're down after Macau, the main gambling center there, where LVS, Las Vegas Sands, has a casino, so as well as Wynn. They are on a one-week shutdown to try and contain the spread of COVID-19 infections. Investors not liking that. Wynn down 5% pre-market. We could also take a look at LVS. Marcus and I, we do still have a position in LVS. And LVS down 5% as well, trading at 32.58. So still in this range here that we have, but really hoping we could break up to the upside. Not the case right now, with COVID continuing to be a draw on this stock and having not a positive effect. So down more than 5% pre-market as we approach the bell. Chinese stocks getting a little bit of a hit as well pre-market. If we look at Baba, oh, let's add another A there, B-A-B-A, the ticker symbol. So Baba down 4%. So they're taking a hit after the Chinese government fined Alibaba, Tencent, and a few others for not complying with anti-monopoly rules and for failing to disclose transactions. And you look at stocks like JD. These are not stocks that Marcus and I like to trade right now. We believe that the political risk investing in Chinese companies is makes this difficult and a volatile stocks, not things that we really want to be dealing with right now. Pinduoduo, PDD, also down over 4%. We could look at Baidu as well. Baidu down almost 4% pre-market. So Chinese stocks taking a little bit of a hit, outpacing the move lower that we see in the U.S. futures markets. Now, traders toying around with Mattel pre-market. Mattel up 3.7%, and this comes after a Goldman Sachs upgrade. Goldman Sachs upgraded the toy maker to buy from neutral, saying that the company should benefit from new TV and film releases. So nice move higher with Mattel, even though futures are down here. So even the S&P, we could take a look at what's going on here. We'll go to a 5-minute chart, and we see that after a little bit of a higher start, we drifted lower during the Asian session and maybe found a little support in the European session. Not trading near lows, just kind of going sideways here. But the E-mini S&P down 0.7%, the mini Dow down 0.6%, and the mini NASDAQ down 0.75%, 7.4%, almost 0.75 points. As we go into the U.S. Open, so a little bit of a negative start here to kick off the week. This works for me because I do like to see down days to get into wheel trades, to start selling puts, to begin the process. And we'll see what pops up on the scanner with the PowerX Optimizer software, see if there's any new opportunities for us. Now, I still have a position in AMD, so I do have a position managing this one. I also have a position in LVS. This is my longest position, I believe, right now. And I have a position in Marriott as well. Marriott up a little bit pre-market. But I was recently assigned in Marriott, hoping that we could get a pop higher so I could start selling calls on this one. And I have a small position in Ride that I am holding long-term at this point, seeing if we can get some traction with that one at this point. But I did reduce my exposure a while ago in RIDE, and those are the companies that I am in right now and looking for new opportunities this week. So keep in mind, it could be a bit of a wild ride this week. We'll see how traders respond to CPI data, PPI data, retail sales possibly, but really, if I was to break down the two biggies this week, it's CPI data and the start of earnings season with JP Morgan kicking things off on Thursday. So that's it for today's stock market update. As mentioned earlier, we're taking a little bit of a break this month. So I will do a stock market update on Friday. We'll see you then. Until then, I hope you liked the video. Give it a like if you did, and happy trading, everybody.